The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, have you ever wondered, do I really matter? Do I make a difference? Does anybody even notice me? Stay tuned as best-selling author Andy Andrews explores the answer to that question.
But how do you prove that somebody matters? This is just one of God's laws. The scientific community has given this the status of a law, just like the law of gravity.
The Butterfly Effect, next on Life Today.
Okay, thank you. Don't you move. I wish I was there in the room with you. I'm about as close. So you may be in a restaurant. You might be in a bar. But just get everybody else looking in the bar, okay? You may be in a hotel. I don't care where you are, but I want you to hang in. I'm James Robinson. Betty, my wife, and I welcome you to Life Today. Andy Andrews is with us. Now, he's funny. He just can hardly do much without being funny, and it just is a gift. But I'm telling you, he's a communicator. But look at this. I'm holding a book called The Butterfly Effect. Now, listen to me. Scientific fact, a butterfly can start a hurricane. That's nonsense. Wait a minute. Hang on. You can change the world. Nah. Wait a minute. We're going to get into this. This is an incredibly beautifully presented book. It is a book of such incredible depth and power and beauty and simplicity, and it's a book you can read in about 30 minutes. And it won't be 1 second of wasted time. Are you listening? Andy Andrews is with us. We're going to talk about this. I want you to understand what it is, because you need to understand you can have the effect of a butterfly. Matter of fact, he put this for children in a book called The Boy Who Changed the World. That's the cutest little guy. Changed the world. You say, how can it be? Would you welcome Andy Andrews, and let's find out. Andy, good to see you, buddy. Always. I appreciate it. Now, I got to tell you this, because, see, I've been reading. I try to get people to read. Most people don't read.
Right.
And it's too bad. And you've written some great books that take a little while to read. You can't read them in 30 minutes. But I read 300 and 400-page books.
Right.
And then I'll write jamesrobinson.net. I will write sometimes, I write a lengthy commentary. It's not just one page. Everybody says too long. But when it's come out of hundreds of pages, and I try to give you a concise overview, it's to help you. What he's done, though, he's put, and Thomas Nelson's published it, it's beautiful. You'd call it a gift book. Boy, it's a great gift, all right. Everybody ought to read it. When I got this, I said, well, here's something you read in a few minutes. It can change everything. Betty and I, she read it. I handed it over her, and she read it. Gave it to my pastor. He read it. Gave his wife, she read it. And he pastors 16,000 people attending Gateway.
Right.
And it's only a 10-year-old church. It's just growing. He got his family to sit around and they handed it to all. He's got three children. They're all married. Got some grandchildren. They sat around and they each read. And said, by the time I got the next week, I hardly wait till the next page. Because it was telling about the great events, world-shaking events. And you think you know where it all started. You, matter of fact, some of the people that shook history and shaped it, you didn't even know who they were. But then when you see behind the scenes, I want to tell you, it's a phenomenal book. Now, one other thing, then we're going to let you cut loose, because it sounds like I must be on your payroll or something. You see, the fact is, I love people. When Betty and I left, we went to a time where we could be alone that weekend after we got the book, and we go to, we can pray, and we look out the windows, and everything in front of us is covered with butterflies.
Wow.
I went out with a new little Sony high-def camera, about this big, can't even hold it still, got a telephoto lens, and I started taking pictures of the butterflies. You can see them. And just trying to get close. And I didn't hold them still. I wish I'd had a tripod. But they're so beautiful. And I mean, I'm just saying, look at that. And that little beautiful grace. And what can it do? Tell us about this book.
Well, this book is true. I mean, I put the words in certain order. But this is nothing out of my imagination. You know, several years ago, the Air Force called me. I'd been working with them and have for the past 6 years. And they called me one night. The general called me actually from Afghanistan and said, we've got a challenge that we need you to work on. And I said, so what is that? He said, what's the suicide thing? He said, we have a lot of young people that are killing themselves, some of them making the attempt, but not when they're mad or sad. He said, because we've tried to get to the basis of this and try to figure out what is happening. And our experts say they're not doing it when they're mad or when they're depressed. They are making this attempt, and sometimes successful at it, when they determine in their minds that they don't matter. And he said, we've told them they matter till we're blue in the face. He said, but they're figuring, you know, I'm miserable and I don't matter, so I might as well leave. So he said, so I need you to somehow prove a life. Well, it was an amazing commission, and I went straight to my knees. You know, God, please, how do you prove somebody matters? I mean, I know how to encourage somebody. I know how to say, oh, you're a big part of the team. We couldn't do without you. But how do you prove that somebody matters? And so the answer came amazingly quickly. I read a lot. I'm like you in that area. I read a lot. And I found that in 1963, a man named Edward Lorenz had presented to the New York Academy of Sciences a theory called the butterfly effect. Now, he presented to the New York Academy of Sciences, and they laughed it out of the place because it was crazy. His idea was that the butterfly could flap its wings on one side of the world and set molecules of air in motion that moved other molecules of air, that then moved other molecules of air, that somewhere along the line could literally affect weather patterns on the other side of the planet. The butterfly effect. It was crazy, but it was interesting. And because it was so interesting, it hung around in myth and urban legend and comic books and bad movies until finally... In the mid-90s, physics professors working in concert at colleges and universities around the world proved the butterfly effect was accurate and viable, and it worked every time. Now, here's an amazing thing, you guys. This is just one of God's laws. The scientific community has given this the status of a law, just like the law of gravity. The butterfly effect is now known as the law of sensitive dependence upon initial conditions, and it works every time, and not just with butterflies either. It works with any form of moving matter, including people. So what I decided to do then was to find, how do we live now? What is happening in our world now? And let's reverse engineer it. Let's see how it started. And I found the story of a colonel in the Union Army that nobody's ever heard of that made one charge at one odd moment 150 years ago that has our country acting as it does in the purview of the world.
Absolutely.
Literally, the United States of America would not have been able to stand in the breach when Hitler swept across Europe had it not been for this one guy and one movie made. I found the story of a man who actually died in Dallas a couple of years ago, a man named Norman Borlaug, 96 years of age, that has been credited with saving the lives from famine of over 2 billion people because he did work in the 1940s hybridizing corn and wheat for arid climates.
That's right.
And so I looked at his life and I started to try, and I prayed, God, show me the edges. Show me where this came from. And I found the story of a man named Henry Wallace, the former Vice President of the United States under Roosevelt. Now, a lot of people think, wait a minute, I thought Truman was. Well, that's true. But remember, Roosevelt served 4 terms. He had 3 different vice presidents, and the middle one was the former Secretary of Agriculture, a man named Henry Wallace, who, while he was Vice President of the United States, created a station in Mexico whose sole purpose was to hybridize corn and wheat for arid climates, and he hired a young man named Norman Borlaug to run it. And so then I looked at Henry Wallace's life, and I found that when Henry Wallace was 6 years of age, there was a 19-year-old student at Iowa State University who would take him on botanical expeditions and talk to him about plants and what they could do for humanity and what God had for his life, this little 6-year-old. The 19-year-old was named George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver, when he was a little bitty baby, lived on a farm. He was a slave, and his mother was a slave. And they were abducted one night by Quantrill's raiders. And Quantrill's raiders took George Washington Carver's mother, Mary, and that baby, and the farmer's wife on this farm created messages and messengers and sent her husband, when she created a meeting with Quantrill's raiders, and she sent her husband on a black horse 4 hours north to a crossroads in Kansas, and in the middle of a January night, he traded the last horse they had left on the farm for what they threw him in a burlap sack. And he took that cold, naked, almost dead baby boy and walked him out and put him in the arms of this woman, his wife, and they talked to this baby and sang to him and rubbed his limbs to keep him alive and awake and told him they would educate him to honor his mother, who they knew was already dead. They told him they would raise him as his own, and that was the night they told him they would give him their name. The baby's name was George Washington, and that is how Moses and Susan Carver came to raise that little baby, George Washington Carver. And so you could look and you could say, well, how far back could we go to show whose move at what time really was the move that ultimately saved 2 billion people from famine, a number that continues to increase while we sit here? Mm-hmm. How far back could we go, and how far could we go in your life to show the moves that you make, the energy that you have that God put in your body that literally will change everything? There are generations yet unborn whose very lives will be shifted and shaped by what you do tonight, what you do tomorrow and the next day and the next, because everything you do matters, not encouragement, proof.
Yeah. I'm overwhelmed. You see, it's the scene, the story. Yeah, you wanted to applaud. Go ahead. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Andy. Thank you for the people and after the little baby, George Washington Carver. And you were talking about the 2 billion people saved by that one process with corn, and I'm thinking about maize, which is what they call it overseas, the corn. Right. It's our main, ingredient in the soup mix to feed the millions of children that we've saved somewhere now, probably got close to 10 million little children's lives.
Because
of what we do, and you think about the missionaries that are there doing it, and you think about the viewers on television, because there wouldn't be the missionaries there if there wasn't the little person home says, I don't have much. And we get a lot of checks written with a little shaky hand. You want to stop somebody else's hand from shaking and somebody's heart from breaking. And we got a lot of people who've been very successful and say, but I'm not going to sit on my success. I want to make a difference. You just start thinking about the chain reaction of all that happens. You look at my life, I'm the product of a rape. My mother didn't have anyway. She's 40, going to be 41 when she has me. She doesn't need this baby. She's never had a baby. She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't have a good, stable job. She goes to get me aborted. A lot of people read my story about a woman taking me and reading an ad in the paper. They said, look, oh, what a great thing a woman did. But wait a minute. My mother went to a doctor and said, I can't have this baby. You need to abort the baby. It's a product of a forced relationship. The doctor said no. Was that a butterfly effect? It set in motion our children, our grandchildren, the people we've touched all over the world. Where do you trace it back? Who put the conviction in that doctor? Who gave that doctor an understanding of the preciousness of life? This is the thing you need to understand. You have the incredible ability to impact the whole world. Andy?
This is an amazing thing to me. You know, I look at your ministry, and this very moment is a product of that doctor's decision. This very moment is a product of that one flap of those butterfly wings. And I, you know, my wife and my little boys, We watched one of the shows one night, and we saw the opportunity to help these children. And so that became a family project for us. We said, you know, how much money do we spend on fast food? How much money do we spend on coffee and Coca-Colas? And how much money do we spend that we could stop and put here? You know, when you look at the little bit it takes to help, and see, here's the thing that I want people to understand. Not only can we help, not only can we be the initial flap of a butterfly wings, but when we save a life, what will that life do that might never have been available except for you?
And God is putting in my heart to see the delicate beauty of all creation and the power of love and the power of corporate love. I've told people when you pray together with focused prayer, it releases a river force that can turn a turbine and light up a whole city. And so when we pray together and we come together, and we move together individually and collectively. I mean, you think what kind of air would be put in motion with a whole bunch of butterflies? And God understands this. And, you know, I get more brokenhearted every year I live. People say, well, you're just kind of getting old and senile or something. But it's not really the truth. You know, the more sensitive I become to God, and I get with Him, the more sensitive I become to people. And the more sensitive I am to Betty and to others. And I'm glad. I haven't lost my firmness. I haven't become a sissy. I mean, I'm a crybaby. But I'm not a sissy. I mean, I could macho with man with anybody. But I see the potential. And so when I see something like this, and I love you. I mean, you went from just being a comedy and you know, telling funny stories to impacting corporations. But you come back to something so simple for everybody. I want everybody to read it. Let me tell you what, as a matter of fact, I want to send it to you today. I will. We'll send the book if you just help us in any way. But I want you to see what we're trying to do. I want you to see the need that you can affect with arms of love. Greater power than any butterfly. You can set this in motion. Healing streams, life-giving love. Watch closely.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word.
There's kids on the street. Bad people come to this country because they know that.
Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
They'll kidnap a child and they'll bring him down to the city, and it's dark and dingy and filthy. They're screaming for home, they're screaming for their mom and dad, and they won't comply, so they'll torture them.
And if that mockingbird won't sing.
You know, if I hadn't heard the story about a precious little two-year-old who had been trafficked from the age of one, I would never believe how vulnerable they are to traffickers. They are in danger.
An innocent child being abused, being raped, 10 times a day, every single day. What that does to a child's view of themselves, of their self-worth, to their bodies.
Some man trying to coax a little girl into becoming his toy. I don't even think that I have, apart from God just supernaturally moving, I don't think I have the ability to communicate the desperate need to rescue these little children. I'm so broken that anyone's that trapped. My heart goes out to those who are trapped. But those who are exploited, little children are literally bought by those in the sex trade industry. From families that are poor, and they're telling them they're going to take those children to school in town, and they're going to educate them and help them. They put them into this incredible sex traffic trade and bondage. We have built a life center in Thailand, which is the capital of this incredible, despicable practice. It's the most beautiful place you've ever seen. It was paid for by somebody like you. It's staffed by people, many instances, left everything of comfort to be a comforter. And we enable them to rescue lives, thousands of them. The cost to rescue a child is $128. We're asking you to help us rescue thousands of little children in different areas of Asia, which we will not be able to mention those names in areas perhaps to jeopardize the safety of the workers. But we're asking you to help us by right now reaching out and touching someone with love by dialing that number. Take your bank card and use it like a check. That's how you use them. Or you can go online, lifetoday.org. If you write a check, make it to Life. Address the envelope. But would you help us rescue one of these children? $1,280, we can rescue 10. It is the most supernatural outpouring of love to literally rescue a helpless child and put them in the most indescribable, blessed life because they're surrounded by the love of God. But you are the enablers. See, those in the sex trade and those that put people into this addictive bondage, they're enabling that activity and taking people captive. You're going to set captives free. That's what Jesus does. That's what the King in us does. He sets captives free. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to live in freedom, you start living to see other people set free. And this is something you can do. This is not wishful thinking. This is not trying to find a cure. We've got the cure, and it's love expressed through hands and hearts like yours and through those precious workers, and yes, in the facilities that love, God's love through people like you has built. We have some beautiful gifts to bless you while you give these precious children the great gift of a chance at life. Thank you for going to the phone. Please don't be distracted. If you get busy, you call until you get through. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your help.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out. And we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, Heart of the Father. This is the last week, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
All around the world are little children who need someone to help them, to love them. Many of these little ones, mostly young girls, are in danger of strangers taking them, abusing them, and making them do terrible things.
She was 13 when she came to the city to look for a job. What happened when you came to the city?
The owner locked me up and forced me to accept men for sex.
Their lives are full of pain and despair, their innocence stolen, their hopes and dreams shattered. But a good thing is there are safe places in the world filled with kind people who care about these children. And Life Outreach International is there to love them and give them a safe place to live, where hope and dreams are restored. But what makes me sad is there are still lots of children out there whose lives are in danger, and they need our help.
Question is, as a believer, is not should I give, it's how you cannot give. When you see what's behind us, the children and the difference that it's made in their lives, and it's a privilege, and God calls us, it's a call by God to give to the poor, the needy, the orphan, the widow, and it's not if you desire to do too, it's our duty, it's what he's called us to do as believers, is to reach out to others. So it's how can you not give?
When I first got involved, my wife and I, with Life Today, and watching the TV show, and knowing that we could be a part of a blessing to others. And when I think of joining Life Today, I, I think that that's, I know, I'm totally at peace with the idea that I have joined God, where he is alive and working, and I just am so thankful that I get to be a part of that.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out. And we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, Heart of the Father. This is the last week, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks again to the author of this book and to a friend, Andy Andrews. Thank you, Andy. Bless you and your family. Thanks for being here. Thank all of you. Hey, thanks for making a difference. You are the difference makers. Because God's made a difference in us, we can make a difference in the lives of others. I think it's real important for you to know this is the last week now. If you're going to help us, we need your help. We need it today.
Next week on Life Today, popular recording artist and personal spiritual trainer Edward John challenges us to real living. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.